After undergoing a bruising re-election campaign a year ago that saw both candidates spend more than $300,000 for a local elected race, Tampa City Councilman Jung Dingfelder wants to bring campaign finance reform to the city of Tampa. To get the community involved and behind his effort, Dingfelder will be hosting a meeting this Wednesday night in Hyde Park on the issue.
I think is really important. Who was it? Tip O'Neill said all politics is local, and I think that's where we should start with our reform. Right now, the law says that anybody can contribute $500 to your campaign, and on top of that, what we find is, and my campaign was the recipient of the same thing, is that a lot of people who might want to influence government perhaps a little more than most will not only give you $500, but their spouse will give you $500, and their five different companies might give you $500, you know, and that sort of thing. And there's no laws against that. What we're suggesting, and this is really a grassroots thing, starting with members of the community, is that we reduce that $500 perhaps down to like $200 or maybe even $100, and that's still up for discussion. So that way, you know, the average citizen who, you know, maybe give $25, maybe $50 or $100, a neighborhood activist type person, it will level the playing field. So his or her contribution will be the same as, Joe Developer or Joe Special Interest.
One thing that I think hit you is that Julie Brown's campaign against you was not so much her contributors, although, you know, that's questionable, but outside groups, so-called 527s. Charlie Justice, who represents part of this area in Hills and Pinellas County, I believe is going to propose legislation to try to quell the 527s, if you were. Are you able to address that? Is that possible in your local ordinance?
Well, we're not sure yet, and I want to get an opinion from our legal department on what we can do about the 527s, because they are a creature of state statute. I think that if we could tell the 527 PACs that, you know, you can play in your state races, but don't come play in our local races, I think that would be ideal. Just for an example, you mentioned my race. During my race, not only did I raise $150,000 for a city council seat, my opponent raised $150,000, and therefore I raised $150,000. But on top of that, we found out 2 months after the election was over that her friends had raised another, I think, $30,000 or $40,000 to do mailings against me. And the problem with that is I don't want to, disparage anybody's First Amendment rights in terms of, you know, their ability to say whatever they want to say against me, and that's fine. But what I think was rather despicable is the fact that it took 2 months after the election for the public to find out who these people were that were contributing and how they spent their money. There's no transparency under the existing law. I'm really proud of Charlie Justice is going to address this, and I hope the legislature will run with it. But on a local level, if we can't ban the 527s, Mitch, I think what we should do is at least try and write something that says, if you're going to play in our local races, then you've got to disclose a week in advance of the election just like everybody else. And then that way you've got some level of transparency. The voters can make a decision based upon who's giving to that 527 against Joe or Josephine candidate.
And you just alluded to this, John Dingfelder, but what about, I mean, we've seen this go to the national level when it comes to campaign finance reform. I mean, some things get through, but sometimes you always got the over omnipresent First Amendment standing in the way. $500 is fair, but $200 not fair. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, we always need to be respectful of the First Amendment. Obviously, in the U.S. Supreme Court has taken on several of these election cases and campaign contribution cases and done the analysis. And I think what the courts are saying is you've got to have a balance. We've drawn upon this notion of reducing down to 500, down to maybe $100 or $200 because it's been done elsewhere. There's 100 cities across this country, cities and towns, large and small, that have already enacted campaign finance reform at the local level. And many of them have gone down to the $100 limit. And they've been upheld in court. Just recently in Sarasota, the city of Sarasota voters went and voted, and they voted more than 80% to enact local campaign finance reform for city elections down there. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And I believe, and what I'm advocating is that the Tampa City Council put this on the ballot. And I think that if they put it on the ballot, that our residents in the city of Tampa will vote for it overwhelmingly.